Okay, we're back for our last segment. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood and Michael Tusky. Let's get everybody caught up on the sports highlights from Charlottesville.
The number one Virginia men's tennis team became the first program in history to win four consecutive ITA National Team Indoor Championships on Monday in Seattle. The team is now 14-0 and has a well-deserved 2 weeks off. Additionally, UVA first-year Alex Damian, the nation's second-ranked singles player, was named ACC Tennis Player of the Week. The Virginia women's tennis team won its fourth consecutive ACC championship in Atlanta last weekend, a conference record. It was the team's ninth overall ACC championship, all of which have come under coach Mark Bernardino. UVA sophomore Lauren Perdue was named the meet's most outstanding swimmer for the second consecutive year. The men's team competes this weekend for the conference championship. The number 10 Virginia baseball team is 3-0 after winning the Auburn tournament this weekend. And today, the Hoos began an 11-game homestead when they beat VMI 4-3, a little closer than we had hoped for, but a win's a win. They also face East Carolina in a three-game series this weekend, and William & Mary next Tuesday at Davenport Field. The number 9-ranked Virginia women's tennis team is 8-1 and ranked in the top 10 for the first time in program history. They had their biggest win, beating number 3 Baylor 4-3 last weekend, as Frank mentioned earlier. Cavalier junior Lindsey Hardenberg was named the ACC Women's Tennis Player of the Week.
Let me jump in there real quick. Lindsey Hardenberg was down 4 points in the tiebreaker and would have lost the match in the team match and somehow climbed out of that hole and won the tiebreaker and won the team match. And if ever a player deserved ACC Player of the Week, it's Lindsey.
All right, moving on to women's basketball. They lost to Boston College 73-50 on Sunday in Charlottesville, but they host number 7 Duke tomorrow night at John Paul Jones Arena. They travel to Blacksburg to face the Hokies at 1 p.m. Sunday to wrap up the regular season. Finally, as Coach Starza mentioned earlier, the team, number 1 men's lacrosse team, heads to Long Island to face Stony Brook on Saturday at noon and return home to host VMI Monday at 7 p.m. at Klockner Stadium.
I was just going to add here, you know, I'm all about ACC championships, and as we said earlier, the women's swimming team, Mark Bernardino, who we had on the show last week, the week before,
just recently, two weeks ago.
The fourth consecutive ACC championship for the Virginia women in the swim category, and the Virginia men go after their fourth consecutive this weekend. So a lot of success in the pool, as they say.
Real quickly, we need to acknowledge the fact that the Hokies versus Hoos food fight has been continued through this Friday, February 25th at 5 p.m. The best way to contribute at this point is to donate online. Just go to www.hokiesversushoos.com and make your contribution. The Central Virginia Food Bank needs this support. This is typically the time of year where their stockpiles are running very low. So please go online. That's hokiesversushoos.com and make a contribution. Hopefully for the Hoos, so that we can win the contest again.
Yeah, I would trust our audience will make a Who contribution. You never know. And then another event this weekend, the Ridley Scholarship Dinner, is Saturday night. I think Coach London is one of the guests, and our friend Ron Carey, I think, is going to moderate.
He's the moderator.
Moderate a little panel discussion as opposed to a straight speaking situation by somebody. But that's Saturday night, I think, at the Virginia Museum.
Quickly, men's golf. The number 16-ranked Wahoos finished third at the Burns Intercollegiate out in Hawaii. The team shot a record low 19-under in the last round. Ben Coles won a playoff for medalist honors and was named Golf World College Player of the Week. Ben Coles is a terrific player, and this golf team might be the best ever in Virginia history. They're knocking on the door already.
Yeah, before we get out of here, we should talk about next week's show. Kenny Turner, former Virginia star basketball player, will join us, as well as UVA head wrestling coach Steve Garland. He's been on before, but we'll have Steve on once more next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
And he's going to come on to talk about the ACC Wrestling Championships at JPJ. Should also be pointed that the UVA football team got their first verbal commitment for 2012. Mark Hall, a 6'2", 205 linebacker tight end combo player from Green Run down in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, our listeners are now excused to go to WRVA and listen to the Hoos.
Go Hoos!